I'm in Chicago. Yep, I got here. And I'm at my very first event in Chicago. I'm in the Social Media Club Chicago, which meets monthly. I'm going to let you hear a bit of the goings-on. There's a woman signing what's going on.
Although I did not do a PowerPoint tonight, I know you guys are very disappointed. What I did is I had each one of the panelists give me one slide, and David is firing that up right now. And the question is, how do I recognize
there are a whole load of people standing around.
Can my differentiating factor also be a barrier to entry?
Beside me is the Jane Boyd.
Each one of the panelists is going to, I had them each give me one slide, and they're going to talk about that particular question.
But we shouldn't talk right now, because other people are talking.
There's a wonderful buzz in the room.
Just real quick, a little, when this is over, we're going over to Haymarket Brewery, right on the corner of Randolph and Halston. For those of you that don't know, yeah, Razor Barn is going to be first. Barn is going to be up.
There's a screen. People are looking at it.
Scenario. Know what each one of these slides looks like?
There are four speakers to come. One of them is Liz Strauss. Another is Sean McGuinness. And I can't remember the names of the other two. And it's amazing because everybody, nearly everybody, is standing up. This is not a sit down and pay attention to the speakers. It's stand up and chat and laugh. And
so it looks like we're not going to.
So don't raise a barn. Don't build a coliseum. That's what's on the screen. Here's Liz Strauss.
In the old days, what you would do in Chicago if you wanted to build a business is you would put it at the corner of State and Madison, and you fill it full of all kinds of goods that your customers want to buy. And then after you were all done building it up, Macy's or Marshall Field's to like the most amazing thing, then you'd open the door and let the customers in. That doesn't work online anymore, first of all, because the traffic isn't at State and Madison. The traffic is on Google. So we've gone from location, location, location to solution, solution, solution. And if you pay attention to the companies who've really grown online, companies like WordPress to Amazon, they all started small and let people talk to them about what it was they wanted. And so the new model now is solution, solution, solution. Open the doors as soon as you know what you're going to build and invite your customers in, or, you know, raise a barn, you know, build a coliseum.
Well, this is Sean McGuinness.
Bear with us. Let's see, Sean McGuinness, second one.
So I will admit to not paying any attention when Jeff asked us to build a slide. Multitasking, doing one of my three jobs at Sears. So I put on my slide my piece of advice with regard to building a corporate reputation inside of a big business, right? So the things that I focus on are finding a mentor that you can mimic. So that's Terry Bradshaw in my world. So I grew up a Steeler fan, right? And I used to actually throw the football. You see it, you can't see it, but his index finger is on the point of the football, the way he used to throw in the 70s. And I literally, as a kid, tried everything I could do to mimic that. I worked my ass off trying to learn how to throw a football with my, you know, it just doesn't work, right? It's not normal, it's not human. But I tried like crazy. So inside the corporate world, I think my recommendation would be to find someone that you can mimic, find someone that you, that has a work style that's complementary to yours, that is perceived a certain way inside the corporation, and mimic the things that you see that make them successful, whether they be your boss, whether they be something else. I've been very fortunate to work with some really good people inside Sears in a very short time, and that's one area that I would focus on. The image on the top right is actually, what's it called? It's the deepest hole we've ever dug in the world. It's over 40,000 feet deep. My advice is to go deep on expertise. Become the master of one domain before you start to spread yourself thin on the campus inside the corporate. be known for something, right? And I put a stake in the ground, understand it, be known as an expert. And the last thing down at the bottom there is an acronym that I've become somewhat famous for inside our little sort of sliver of Sears. And that stands for take care of your shit and mind your own business. I'm literally three levels away from the chairman of the board of Sears Corporation. I've never met him. I've never met my boss's boss. I keep my head down and focus on what I need to do for my team and what our business needs to accomplish that day, that week. We're all managing up levels, layers and layers and layers of people.
So that just gives you a bit of a flavor of what it's like. It's very informal. Good fun. Short contributions. Great graphics.
Yep. So from a freelancer perspective, I took it as really
interesting start. So finding out what's it like over here.
Bones over the years of experience.